The Ramayana is one of the great epics of Hindu literature. The story is more than 2,500 years old, and it's long, 24,000 verses in Sanskrit. Artist Sanjay Patel summarizes the saga this way.
At one point, evil gets unchecked power in the form of a ten-headed demon named Ravana. And because his power is unchecked, Vishnu, this great Hindu god, creates an avatar named Rama on Earth, and this avatar is exiled from his kingdom and sent to the jungle for about 13 years, at which point his wife Sita gets kidnapped by Ravana, the ten-headed demon, and sends Rama on a quest to find her and destroy Ravana.
Sanjay Patel is an artist at Pixar Studios. He's worked on animated films like Monsters, Inc. and on TV's The Simpsons. But in his spare time, he's put together a book that brings the Ramayana to life with more than 100 stunning illustrations. Sanjay Patel grew up in California, and he says images from Hindu mythology, like a flying monkey named Hanuman, were like part of the wallpaper when he was a kid.
There was a lot of, you know, vivid Hindu iconography all around the house, but since you grew up with it, it felt actually very normal in a way that you just never really paid any attention to it, actually. You know, every morning my father would conduct a puja or an arti, which is sort of a prayer ceremony where he would sing and chant the deities' names. And I would sing the songs, but I wouldn't really understand what the songs meant. But there would be all these things to look at, which is the idols of the gods or the illustrations of the gods. And, you know, it's something that I didn't really question, but it's sort of burned a big impression in my mind.
So with your book, Ramayana Divine Loophole, are you kind of taking all of these myths and legends from that wallpaper and giving them kind of greater spirituality?
I think what I did was those images were burned in my mind, the framed illustrations and devotional photos from my parents. And then I think what I wanted to do was to sort of see them in a light that was much more sort of exciting and modern and contemporary. And so I really looked at the mythology. I had to really understand the characters and the stories. And once I began to understand what the sort of characters were symbolizing, it was really easy then to sort of redesign the imagery to sort of make it fitting for my world and sort of my contemporary lifestyle.
Let's talk about the illustration. This book is full of lavish, colorful, really fun illustrations. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded at times of some of the explosive dramatic artwork from Disney, like in the film Snow White when the evil stepmother appears. It's just this kind of explosion. Should I not be surprised by that, though, since you've been working at Pixar for 13 years?
No, it's no surprise. I mean, I'm very much cut from the Disney sort of cloth. I went to a school called Cal Arts, which was in Southern California. It was actually a school set up by Walt Disney in the 50s to train his animators. And so I'm very much steeped in the Disney tradition. And I feel like the artwork was very much informed by mid-century design, animation design. And I sort of paired that with other modernists that I admire. And then I really sort of looked at Hindu imagery that was all around me as I grew up, and somehow I threw it all in the soup, and I think what came out was this sort of bizarre, contemporary, modern, and ancient-looking book called Ramayana.
Do you have a favorite illustration from Ramayana?
I have two, actually. I really love the illustration of where Hanuman goes to Lanka. That's where Ravana, the ten-headed demon, lives. The demon actually tries to set Hanuman's tail on fire, and the demon doesn't know that Hanuman has magical powers, and so the monkey sort of extends his tail and ends up setting fire to the entire kingdom. And it's just such a vivid image, and all these demons in panic, and this one little monkey, you know, somehow upsets all the demons. And I just thought it was such a vivid, iconic image, and I really was excited to illustrate it.
You said that there were two illustrations that you really liked. What was the other illustration?
You know, I was really excited to illustrate when Rama first meets the monkeys and bears. The monkey tribe that Hanuman comes from and the bear tribe. I was so excited because it was just such a neat idea that this mortal has to work with these divine animals to sort of, you know, restore harmony in his world. I just thought that was such a beautiful metaphor for things that are sort of missing in our modern day life, is this sort of disconnect from nature. And it was just so exciting as, you know, a visual artist to sort of have this blue warrior meet these divine monkeys and bears. It just was really, really, really fun to illustrate, and I just couldn't wait to sort of tackle it.
This is the second book you've done, Sanjay, on Hindu themes. The first book was The Little Book of Hindu Deities. How has taking these religious themes into art from India allowed you to balance your Indian and American identities?
That's a great question. So it wasn't something that I even was aiming toward, this idea of, you know, using my art as a tool to sort of explore my identity. But you know, as I've done more and more of this artwork, I've realized it's actually very personal to me and yet sort of completely in the realm of what I do professionally. And so it's been really exciting to have something that's personal and at the same time can be very relatable to both Indian Americans and both animation students and just people in general who could appreciate the graphics or the stories.
It's kind of mid-century modern, as you say, meets Hinduism. The book is Yes. Ramayana, Divine Loophole, Sanjay Patel. We've got illustrations from your book on our website, theworld.org. Very nice to speak with you, Sanjay.
Thank you so much, Marco.